6. Discussion and presentation. Paul and Xiao Xue are talking about different lifestyles around the world. What do you think about the underlined parts especially? Do you agree with their opinions?
Now I'm doing job hunting. I'm looking for a workplace which gives me at least 120 days off in a year. In Germany, people get 144 days off on average.
Oh, you mean you want to sustain your work-life balance? I think the easiest way to achieve your idea is to go to the countryside and be a farmer.
Actually, I don't want to live in the countryside. It is inconvenient. There are often no shopping malls to hang out. I don't like it.
It might be impossible to achieve a slow life in the city.
Even when living in the city, we can be eco-friendly by consuming less. Using a lot of electricity is bad for the environment because it emits CO2 into the atmosphere.
That's true. According to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you can be happier if you try to achieve your full potential. Getting enough rest and living in the city is your preference.
Thanks. I need to think deeply about my career again. But in reality, many people in the city like to consume a lot, I guess.
Education is a key to the problem. We need to learn how important it is to reduce, reuse, and recycle materials.
Do you mean people in the city need to change their lifestyles? That's not fair.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that sustainability is most important. If our lifestyle hinders the sustainability of a society, we need to change our lifestyle. Nothing should be sacrificed for the development of society. We need to seek new ways to achieve both economic growth and work-life balance.